you want to live a long and fulfilled life? Then join Gloria Copeland today on The Believer's Voice of Victory as she teaches on longevity and God's plan for you to live long and finish strong.
Let's look at, let's start with Psalm 103 today. We're talking about long life and strong life. The Lord wants us to live long and strong, and sometimes things that we've been taught and heard that we assumed were true really weren't in the Bible, or it was speaking to other people. But let's look today at Psalm 103. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases." Those are benefits of God. He forgives sins and He heals all of our diseases. Now, when you're forgiven and all your diseases are healed and your angels are working to protect you from accidents and storms and that sort of danger, you're going to live a long time. He heals all our diseases. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He redeems. Who redeems thy life from destruction? So this is a blessing of God for us to be redeemed from accidents, from storms, from the terrors of this world, from wicked people. Whatever would take our life by destruction, this says the Lord, we bless the Lord who forgives us and who redeems us from destruction, who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Praise God. That's a blessing of God. Our youth renewed like the eagles. I mean, it's no good to live long if you don't live strong. But the Bible says we can have both. Our youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known His ways unto Moses and His acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. Hallelujah. He renews our youth. We should stay youthful all the days of our life. You say, well, if we do that, how are we ever going to die? You're going to die by leaving. You just die by leaving. You leave your body. You're a spirit. Your spirit's born again, the righteousness of God. And this is your physical body. You don't see my spirit without seeing into the spirit. You don't see my spirit, but you see my body. And it gives life. My spirit gives life to this body. Hallelujah. Someday, should Jesus tarry, I'll live out the number of my days, and I'll just leave this body. And there'll be a body there. No life in it. Just the body. Doesn't do anything. Doesn't move around. No. It's just gone. It's not gone. It's just dead. No life. How come? Because the spirit left the body. The spirit went home to be with the Lord, and the body was left without life. That's just the way it is. But we can live. Now, how many of you have heard, so we don't have anything to fear in death. If we're in Christ Jesus, we'll never know death. We'll just be out of here. The body will die. The body doesn't die until I leave. The body doesn't die until you leave. Glory to God. So when you see things the way they really are, according to the Word of God, you don't have anything to fear in death. Now, this says in Psalm, let's deal with this today. In Psalm 90, we've heard this, and you've probably heard it. If you haven't heard much gospel in your whole life, you've probably heard this scripture. It says in verse 9, For our days out here in the wilderness, this talking about the children of Israel in the wilderness, says Moses, pass away in your wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told, for we adults know we are doomed to die. They were doomed to that desert. They were sent to that desert. They wouldn't obey God, and that was the result of it. We are doomed to die without reaching Canaan. So he said, you're not going in. And they had to wait in the desert. He didn't kill them all. They just had to live out the number of their days in the desert. The days, in verse 10, I'm reading the Amplified Bible of Psalm 90. The days of our years are, the days of our years are 80 years and 10, are 70 years. Now, you've probably all heard this. Are even by reason of strength, 80 years are 80 years. Now, people read that, tradition reads that scripture, and they say, okay, our days are 70 or 80 years. We've been given 70 or 80 years, as though that was a set time for mankind. No, this was dealing with the disobedient children of Israel in the wilderness. They had been sent to the wilderness. They wouldn't do what God said. He couldn't get them to obey Him. So they were sent to the wilderness to die there. They're just hanging out until it's time for them to go. And so the days of their years were 80. 70 years, or if by reason of strength, 80 years. That's not a set time for the world, for the church to die. It's not a set time for anybody to die. These people were in the wilderness because of disobedience, and there was a set time put on them. Now listen to this footnote in the Amplified Bible. This psalm is credited to Moses, who is interceding with God to remove the curse which made it necessary for every Israelite over 20 years of age, when they rebelled against God at Kadesh Barnea, to die before reaching the promised land. Now that's Numbers, if you want to look it up, Numbers 14, 26 through 35. And this is a footnote out of the Amplified Bible. That portion of Scripture is dealing with the disobedient people that were sent to the wilderness because they wouldn't obey God. Moses says most of them are dying at 70 years of age. This number has often been mistaken as a set span of life for all mankind. You know, you've heard it maybe at funerals. You've heard it said, well, you know, we've got 70 or 80 years and that's it. Like that was a sentence that had been placed on all mankind. But it was only dealing with the children of Israel in the wilderness. It says, this number's often been mistaken as a set span of life for all mankind. It was not intended to refer to anyone except those Israelites under the curse during that particular 40 years. 70 years has never been the average span of life for humanity. Now, this can come as a revelation to a lot of people because they've heard that misquoted and misapplied, I guess would be a better word. The 70 years has never been the average lifespan of humanity. And here's some examples in the Bible. When Jacob, the father of the 12 tribes, had reached 130 years, Genesis 47:9, he complained that he had not attained to the years of his immediate ancestors. In fact, Moses himself lived to be 120 years old. Aaron lived to be 123, and Miriam several years older. Joshua was 110 years of age. Note as well that in the millennium, a person dying at 100 will still be thought of as a child, Isaiah 65:20. So that 70 or 80 years in Psalm 90:10, it says, it explains it in verse 9. It says, we spend our years as a tale that is told, for we adults know we're doomed to die soon without reaching Canaan. So it was talking strictly to the children of Israel that were in, that would not go up and they wouldn't obey God. The days of our years are 80 and 10. 70 years are even, if by reason of strength, 80 years. God said, you're not going up. They disobeyed Him One too many times he said, you're not going into the promised land. So that scripture, that 70 or 80 years, is not a set time for man. It said that when Jacob, the father of 12 tribes, reached 130 years, he complained he had not attained to the years of his immediate ancestors. Moses himself lived to be 120, Aaron 123, Miriam several years older, Joshua 110. Notice well that in the millennium, a person dying at 100 will still be thought of as a child. So 70 or 80 years is not God's set time for life. That was dealing with the disobedient children of Israel. If you had to, I can't substantiate it right now because I didn't prepare for it, but if you had to come up with a figure, you might say 120 years. But we'll deal with that later. But at any rate, what we've heard all of our lives about the 70 or 80, I mean, you just naturally, everybody's heard that. Whether they go to church much or not, they've heard that. Hallelujah. It's not true. Glory to God. What God does tell us is we can live out the full number of our days. And we can live well and we can live strong. This says about Moses, the scripture says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. When it comes to longevity, most believers miss the mark because they don't have their spiritual sights properly aligned. Their expectations are off due to wrong teaching. For instance, Ken's mother had been taught that 70 or 80 years was your lifespan. And so when she got to be older, that's what she yielded to. She thought that that's the way it was. Well, lots of people have thought that. We would know no different if we didn't have the scripture. But 70 or 80 years is not a set span of life. It never has been, according to this information in the Amplified. That footnote was in the Amplified Bible. So think about it now. Look at Moses. God invested his first 40 years in training him in the house of Pharaoh. Another 40 years was spent tending sheep on the backside of the desert to get Moses ready for the most important assignment of his life. At 80, he was assigned the job of receiving the Jewish law from God on Mount Sinai and leading the Israelites through the wilderness into the promised land. God invigorated Moses to carry out his new assignment, and his health and strength remained undiminished for the rest of his long life. Moses lived to be 120 years. And if you'll go back there, you'll find that at 120 years, he climbed the mountain. He climbed the mountain and looked over to the other side. So he was strong. He was still able to do some mountain climbing. And you shouldn't let the devil talk you into giving up at 70 or 80 years old. That is not a set span of life. Moses lived to be 120 years old. Psalm 103 says that he redeems our life from destruction and renews our youth. Glory to God. Psalm 92:13 through 14 says, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Don't think that means overweight. It means prosperous, prosperous and flourishing. Isaiah 40, 31 says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So it depends on what we do, how we believe, how we know what the Word says when it comes to yielding up to unbelief or thinking it's time for you to go, or I'm almost 70 now. I guess my years are about up. That's not scriptural. That's not the way it is. Glory to God. If you had to come up with an age, you could say 120. That would be the closest thing. Thank you. You say, well, I don't know if I want to live that long. Well, I'm not sure I do either, but it's out there if you want to go for it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, Ken's mother, she thought that that was the way it was and that you died at 70 or 80 years old, and she began to She had to fight for her health all of her life, and she fought and won. But when she got to I think it was 70 years old, she called Ken on the phone and she said, "I made it. I made it. Bless God, I made my 70. She fought to live until she was 70 because of the scripture. And the devil had tried to kill her. He tried to kill her when Ken was born. He tried to kill her all the days of her life. And she did not know, she thought that 70 or 80 was, you know, where you were supposed to live. And a lot of people think that. So you study it out and you'll find out that that was just for the people in the wilderness, not for the people today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We can believe God to renew our youth. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Now, Moses, at 70 or 80 years old, he received a new assignment which kept him going for 20 more years. Glory to God. 40 more years. He received a new assignment. Moses didn't die of old age, weakness, sickness, disease, accident, or calamity. God let Moses know when the time had come for him to depart. He didn't die a natural death, but a supernatural death. Right before Moses died, at 120 years of age, he climbed up Mount Nebo so that he could look into the distance and see the Promised Land. He didn't get to go into the Promised Land, but he got to see it. He got to look into it. This is scripture. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural strength abated. So he didn't die because he couldn't walk or because he was old. He climbed the mountain. He was not going into the Promised Land. So he got to see it, and then he departed. He was gathered to his people, the scripture says. It says that about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Aaron. He was gathered from his people to God. God just took him up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They prove that no matter how old we are, we can finish our divine assignments and then let God gather us to Himself. What we want to do is finish the work of God. We want to fulfill all we're called to do, live out the full number of our days, get everything done that needs to be done, and then we'll go to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Hebrews 9:27 says, "It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment." Now, sometimes that's misquoted as a time to die. It doesn't say a time to die. It's appointed a time to die. It says men are appointed once to die, and after that the judgment. That's Hebrews 9:27. The Lord has ordained that we die just one time. We don't circle around through life again and again like reincarnation says. We leave the earth, we go to be with the Lord, or we go somewhere else, which we don't want to talk about. We're not going there. We aren't reincarnated. We have one life to live here on earth before our life is judged by God. That's our appointment. Ecclesiastes says, "To everything there is a season, a time to every purpose under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up." You can die before your time. You can die too early. People do that all the time. Or live out the full number of your days. That doesn't mean it's predestinated that you're going to die at 60 or 70 or a certain length of time. It means that there will be a time you can live out the number of your days, a full number, but not everybody does it. You have to get on the Word of God and just believe God and obey God. Disobedience cuts your life short. But obeying God, the Scripture teaches us, walking with God, doing what He says, lengthens our days. We honor God, God honors us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we want to live out the full number of our days. Psalm 91:16 says, "With long life I will satisfy him." This is the one who walks with him, who obeys him. "With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation." So we get long life as we walk with God, as we obey His Word, our youth's renewed like the eagles. We don't have to hobble out of here. We don't have to be sick to die. We just depart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can depart from a well body. The Lord just receives you unto Himself. But with long life, if you're not satisfied, stay a little while longer. With long life will I show Him my salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, the Scripture says, God is with me in trouble. He will deliver me. When we start feeling overcome by the difficulties of life, we should remember Psalm 91:15 and say, God is with me in trouble. He will deliver me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Notice that that verse doesn't promise we won't encounter trouble or just cruise through life without any problems. It says that God will see us through that trouble to victory. If we're in trouble, what do? We run to the Word of God. We get on the Scripture. We believe God. We say those Scriptures with our mouth. If sickness and disease is trying to take your life, you don't have to be sick to die. Even if it's your time to die, you don't have to be sick. If you've lived out the number of your days, you don't have to be sick to die. What do you have to do to die? You leave your body. You, the spirit, the born again, even the person that's not born again dies the same way. Your spirit leaves your body and you're out of here. You go to be with the Lord or you go to be with the devil, depending on who your Lord is and who your master is. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, I'm going to lead you in prayer in just a moment, and you do it so that when you go and you leave this body, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Don't go away, and we're going to pray, and God's going to change your life. Amen.
years were promised, and we're not supposed to have any sickness or infirmities, and we're still having good eyesight. Our body is in alignment with the Word of God. We're whole and healed from top of the head to the soles of our feet, and we have children and grandchildren that we're able to see, and we're able to bring them up according to God. And you don't have to go until you're ready to go.
New York Times bestselling author Gloria Copeland brings you a new look at God's divine health plan in her new book, Live Long, Finish Strong.
Live Long, Finish Strong reveals vital scriptural keys that can help believers extend their years beyond what they may have thought possible. You can live a long and satisfying life in divine health, strong and well. It'll be a life worth living.
He said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You have to have the mind of God to live for God.
With all the talk about health care, wouldn't it be great to know the one plan that works regardless of age? One that has a promise of radiant health throughout your whole life? God offers a divine health plan for every believer.
You can start with that with your children now. And quality of life means every area being whole and blessed and abundant and fulfilled.
Live long, finish strong gets you excited about what the future holds and about the plan that God has for your life.
I believe this book will be a blessing to you, your family, and friends. Read Live Long, Finish Strong and discover the divine secrets to living healthy, happy, and healed.
Live Long, Finish Strong by Gloria Copeland is now available wherever fine books are sold, in retail stores and online.
I want to lead you in prayer today. If you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you need to, and many of you have decided to, and the rest of you, just come ahead and do it. Just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I take you into my life. Say what I said to Him. I said, take my life and do something with it. The Lord wants you. He loves you. He gave Himself for you. Now you receive Him as the Lord and Savior of your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's the best decision you've ever made. think, well, yeah, but I've done this or I've done that. All that's washed away when you make Jesus the Lord. He bore, the Bible says, He bore your sicknesses and your sins and carried your diseases. And by His stripes we were healed. So if you made Him the Lord of your life today, and if you say, well, I don't know if I ever did or not. Well, just do it to be sure. Just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. And we'll send you these books free, absolutely free, about study out what happened to you. It's the best, most important decision of your lifetime is receiving Jesus as Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Got a new book, and you're going to want it. And some of the things we're covering this week, but we don't seem to be getting too far down the road, so you're going to need the book. Live long and finish strong. From the Word of God, you can find out that it is God's will for you to live long on the earth, to fulfill your life, and then depart and go be with Him. Hallelujah. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, if Jesus is the Lord of your life. Glory to God. So we want to encourage you to do that, to get the book. And we want you to find out how to live long and live strong. It's one thing to live long. It's even better to live long and strong. And that's the will of God for you. And so we're going to also give you a gift this week, The Winning Attitude by Ken. If you'd like to have it, you just let us know. Glory to God. You ought not be a loser. You don't have to be a loser. When you get born again, you're born of God. God's got a plan. He's got a plan for you now, but you may not be getting into it unless you put yourself in position to make Him Lord and do what He says. God has a great plan for your life. Hallelujah. So we'll send you these free. Get your book, Live Long, Finish Strong. Let me know what you think about it. I think you're going to like it. Hallelujah. I'll see you again tomorrow, and remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of this week's broadcasts, visit us at kcm.org or call or write to us today. Remember to request your free gift, The Winning Attitude, a book by Kenneth Copeland. For faster processing, request your copy online at kcm.org. One per household, please. If you need prayer, we're only a phone call away at our 24-hour prayer line, 800-600-7395. Visit kcm.org and get an exciting look at listings, meeting schedules, product news, and much more. View KCM meetings live or watch Believer's Voice of Victory webcasts on demand. That's kcm.org.